Hello and welcome into the KE Report. I'm your host, Shad Markowitz, and I'm speaking today with Kevin Smith, CEO and Director of Gold Mountain Mining, traded on the TSX under the symbol GMTN, and on the OTC markets under the ticker GMTNF. Well, Kevin, it's always great getting your thoughts on how things are going over at Gold Mountain, and I wanted to give you guys a big congratulations, you and your team, on the news you put out on December 7th, that deals with the updated mineral resource at your Elk Gold property. It turns out you guys, at the end of the year here, have made another company milestone and kept another commitment where you wanted to have 1 million ounces of gold by the end of the year defined, and you now have at your flagship Elk Gold project 806,000 ounces of M&I resources. That's at an average grade of 5.8 grams per ton gold. And then an additional 262,000 ounces of inferred resources at an average grade of 5.4 grams per ton gold equivalent. So way to go, Kevin. You and your team have pulled it off and made it right here at the end of the year with over 1 million ounces of gold resources at the Elk.
Yeah, Shad, thanks so much for having us back, and appreciate the congratulations on the resource update. Extremely excited to deliver this to our shareholders right before year end, which was one of our big commitments when we went public.
Well, Kevin, a lot of people, when they look at that, think, okay, it's great that you guys have a million ounce resource, but I don't think a lot of people even realize you guys are actually now in production, you're ramping up your mining ore, and you're trucking that over to New Gold's New Afton facility. So just for people that are not following along with the story, it's not just an exploration play, even though there's a lot of exploration going on, and we'll get into that in a minute. But it's also a production story that's allowing the company to generate revenue. So just walk us through, again, the process and the agreement you have with New Gold to process ore.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a definitive ore purchase agreement with New Gold where we deliver our ore to their facility. They purchase it from us in raw ore form. We take no risk of recovery, and we have a 17-day payable, which gives us excellent cash flow turnover. We're currently mining our 11, 12, and 1300 veins at site right now. We've got about 2500 tons of ore sitting on the ore stockpile. We're in the final stages of calibrating our ore processing facility on site so that we can get a third-party sample going. So yeah, no, we're forging ahead, and obviously the production's a big part of the story as well as the exploration.
Well, now, Kevin, one of the things, and when we talked to you in the past and just on our recent few interviews that we've mentioned, is while that's not going to light people's hair on fire, you know, the 19,000 to 20-some thousand ounces a year of production, it's going to generate revenues for the company that allows you to aggressively explore. So just focused on this 1 million ounces that you've just announced, where do you think the growth will be moving forward, and how can you continue to grow the resources that Gold Mountain has at the Elk?
Yeah, I mean, the 19,000 ounces a year was always a stepping stone. This gets us into cash flow. It allows us to expand in a non-dilutive manner. But our goal and our focus is really on that Q3 2024 and ramping up to our larger production profile. So this is very much just the first step of many. On the exploration side, you know, everything is still open at depth and on strike in the Siwash North Zone. In this resource update, we've delineated resources in three new zones on the property. The Gold Creek, which actually ended up getting absorbed into the Siwash North, making that a larger resource. And then the Lake and the South Zone. We're also exploring over in our Elusive Zone, which is the first time this project's ever been drilled. It's historically had the second highest gold and soil anomalies, and previous operators just never took a drill out there. So we're really excited with some of the core that we're pulling out of the ground. We've had some really nice visible gold intercepts, so we're sort of impatiently waiting to see what the lab delivers us as far as results from the Elusive Zone.
Well, and Kevin, bringing up that Elusive Zone, people should know that it's about 10 kilometers away from most of the deposit at Siwash North and some of the other targets you mentioned, like the South Zone and the Lake Zone. And so the Elusive Zone is, it's kind of its own thing. It's got a different mineralogy and a different geological footprint than the rest of the deposit. Walk us through what that could mean over at the Elusive Zone if some of those assays do come back the way you're hoping they do.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, all of our known resources are in the intrusives right down the middle of our property. The Elusive's over in the southwest corner of the property, and it's totally different geology, as you mentioned. That's the Nicola Volcanics. We're about 3.5 kilometers northeast of Kodiak MPD's discovery. So we're really excited, but you know, we put five holes in the ground there. We saw some incredible visible gold come out of the ground. So we extended a few of the holes, we added a few holes. So we're really excited about the opportunity of a potential new discovery, you know, and if it has that similar high grade gold, it would be something that's really amenable to our current agreement with New Afton, where we just mine it and are able to truck it down the highway and sell it in raw ore form for 89% of the metals payable.
Yeah, it could be pretty exciting to have basically a second deposit going over there and just another source of ore to truck over to New Afton to continue to feed the beast there, generate revenues for the company. But let's pivot back over to this 1 million ounce resource you just defined, mostly at the Siwash North. And as you said, the Gold Creek zone has kind of been absorbed into that Siwash North area. You know, you've just started drilling the Gold Creek Lake and South zone recently. Will there be more follow-up holes here? Because it looks like the majority of the holes were actually in the Siwash North area. Just walk the audience through, you know, where most of the work has been and where the work is going to be growing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're in our phase three drill program already. We kind of just picked up right where phase two left off. We're going to continue aggressively drilling out the Siwash North zone, but we also do intend to continue poking holes in the lake and the South zone. We want to grow those resources out, show the market that there's an opportunity for multiple open pits on site. And as well, you know, what we saw in the Elusive zone, if the lab results come back how we anticipate, you know, I foresee a lot of drilling out in that zone as well, so that we can look to start delineating resources out there should the targets hold water. So we're going to continue pressing forward. There's also a few other zones that we're really excited about from the geophysics side of things, and they're going to need some follow-up as well this spring, summer. This is a 21,000 hectare land package, largely underexplored outside of the Siwash North zone. And, you know, we feel like we have excellent value here, and there's a lot of room for growth within these 21,000 hectares. So we're going to continue aggressively drilling. As soon as phase three wraps up, which is estimated at another 10,000 meters, we'll be jumping right into phase four. So, you know, the drills will be turning constantly at the Siwash North as we look to grow this out to, you know, a serious producer here in British Columbia.
Well, Kevin, just remind people, you know, you're finishing up this phase three of 10,000 meters. How many meters total has the company drilled since you've started working on it? And then also remind people, you're also relogging some old historic core. So all in, how many meters have you drilled? And then how many meters have you logged of that previous drill core?
Yeah, the project came with 127,000 meters of drilling. The bulk of that was in the Siwash North zone. We've uncovered numerous intercepts that were overlooked or just missed altogether by previous operators. You know, some of the best intercepts that we've uncovered on site is from that core relogging program that you were just talking about. So that's really cheap exploration for us to go back and sink some new technology and a fresh set of eyes on some of that drill core and picking up some veins that were missed. The project came with that 127,000 meters, and then we've drilled around 25,000 meters since we picked up the property. So, you know, it's very well drilled in the Siwash North area. There's a lot of room for expansion in the other zones, and we're going to look to continue aggressively drilling this project out. We'd like to hit somewhere between 30 and 40,000 meters this year, just continue showing the market the scalability and the upside potential of the Elk Project.
Okay, so it sounds like you're going to have a lot of meters on tap for the year to come, Kevin. And one of the other things that's interesting to note in a press release that you just put out on December 1st, at the beginning of this month, you put out some of the widest intercepts of high-grade material at the Elk property, mostly at the Siwash North zone. But some of these, you know, 2.4 meters grading 20.2 grams per ton gold, but also including a segment 0.4 meters of 127 grams per ton gold. So pretty juicy high grade hit there. Another intercept 1.3 meters grading 6.7 grams per ton with a 0.3 meter intercept of 28.6 grams per ton gold. You know, you've got these high grade gold intercepts, and some of them are rather narrow. But as you've seen from some of the economic drilling, very economic. And so this has always been a narrow width intercepts as far as the area that's been mined. But just walk people through that see that higher grade and may be concerned that, hey, you know, it's good grade, but narrow intercepts. How does that fit into the overall mining sequence and economics of the plan?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's one of the criticisms of the Elk since we picked it up. We have our whole resource is based off an internal dilution of 1.5 meters of waste. So, you know, we're very confident that 1.5 meters in an open pit scenario, with how easily this is mined visually, our host rock is dark brown. The sulfides are obviously that white, light gray color. So, you know, we're very confident in our ability. We're already mining it, and we're seeing, you know, that really obvious delineation between the sulfides and the host rock. So, you know, 1.5 meters we feel is a very achievable mining width, and all of those intercepts, you know, fall well within our business plan, and we're extremely excited to add those to our resource and beef up our ounces so we can extend this mine life. It's all about adding more ounces on the back end to what we're mining from the front end. So we're extremely excited to continue to hit these high grades. Almost every single hole on this program hit mineralization, and it's given us a lot of confidence going into this phase three drill program.
Kevin, when I was talking to you off mic, I mentioned that a couple of those holes look to be some of the highest grade drill holes you've hit to date, and you mentioned that they were, but that some of the historic core that you've logged actually has even higher grades. So just walk people through some of the grades you saw in the historic core as you've been relogging it.
Yeah, we last year or this year, I guess, but when we first went public, you know, we announced over 200 gram a ton intercept from our relogging process. So, you know, this is just old core sitting in boxes that, you know, was essentially forgotten when we picked up the project. So we're about 15,000 meters through our historic core. And, you know, when we uncover intercepts like that, it's been really great for beefing up our understanding of the geological model and building our resources. I think of the ounces we've added to date, 25% of them are coming from that core relogging. So we feel there's lots of value to unlock in that 127,000 meters of historic drilling. And we're going to continually aggressively relogging historic core in parallel with drilling out, as all it does is just help us get a better understanding. When we picked this project up, it had six veins in the geological model. I think we're up to 42 veins now. So obviously, it's way more detailed than previous operators had established, and you know, we're looking to continue building upon that. We're working with John Ryan from HEG Exploration. He's done a phenomenal job for us, and he's really excited about the upside potential here by continuing this aggressive drill plan as well as relogging that historic core.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, it's some of the cheapest exploration the company can do is just literally to relog the core that's already been done. A lot of the heavy lifting has already been done there on that 127,000 ounces that they left behind of the old drilling. So it'll be excited to see you keep working your way through that because it does inform where some of the new drilling will be in the year to come and where some of the follow-up work needs to be. Just as you move forward into 2022, remind people of what the cash position of the company is, and then how the incoming revenues from the mining and production will be able to help with the economics as far as next year's drill program.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're still in a very strong cash position here, over $8 million in the treasury as we speak. We expect revenue to be kicking off in Q1 of 2022. We should bring in roughly $40 million in revenue in 2022. And that money will go towards not only upgrading our permits, but continually aggressively drilling out this project so that we can increase the resources. We've got a lot of work to do, and we're looking to carry the momentum of 2021 into 2022 and really push the Elk into sort of a new class where, you know, people felt all the drilling had been done and there was no point in continuing to explore this. We're really excited to show people the upside of this project and how good of value we got. And then, you know, we're also actively looking at other projects right now to bolt on to our portfolio with a similar brownfield potential that's easy to get back into production, get the cash flow rolling, and then use the cash flow to expand in a non-dilutive manner. So expect to see more of the same, a very aggressive plan in 2022 from management, and you know, looking to build out BC's next high-grade gold producer.
Well, Kevin, we'll wrap it up there and we'll keep following along with the company as more of these assays come back from some of the work you've done at the Elk, at the Siwash North, at the Gold Creek, Lake Zone, and South Zone targets, but also some of those assays still pending on the Elusive Zone. And looking forward to seeing what 2022 brings as far as all these new drill results and the core relogging, as well as the ramp up of production. So we'll keep following along. Talk to you in a couple of weeks, Kevin. And then we will also put a link to your news at Gold Mountain down below this interview. So thanks for coming on the KE Report.
All right. Thanks so much for having me.